every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News in Shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about making changes in our life, and I, you know, I want to be clear with you. Everybody's got to make changes. Everyone. God himself is the only person who has no reason to change. The rest of us have to make changes. And even right now, I'm evaluating things, looking how what changes I need to make. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along. But there's nothing wrong with making changes. There is something wrong when you keep putting off the changes that you need to make. And we've been talking about the two biggest changes that a person needs to make initially is, one, you truly need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Now, again, I'm talking even to born-again people, saved people. People are in church today. He's got to be the Lord. You, and in order for him to be Lord, you've got to know, you got to do the second one. You need to know God's will for your life. So if you're sitting there right now and you don't know his will, then you need to find out what his will is. And the reason I say that links back to number one is in order for him to be Lord, you have to not just give him your sin, but give him your life and do his will for your life. And the only way to do that is to find out what it is, right? And so we've talked a lot about a lot of different things. And you need to want this. This needs to be something that you desire. We saw where you need to seek it with your whole heart. But you're supposed to know the will of God. And we've even addressed the religious hogwash about that you can't know the will of God, right? That you actually can know the will of God, that you should know the will of God. And in fact, you're supposed to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will with it. Now, I'm going to cover some of the same things that I covered last time because I want to slow it down a little bit so that you get a hold of this. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, well, okay, let's back up a little bit. We found out from Paul in Philippians chapter 3 that Paul and the will of God for Paul's life was not automatic, that he had to press on and lay hold of that, the will of God for his life, for which Christ Jesus laid hold of him. In other words, it was not automatically going to happen, that he had to make a decision to press on and lay hold of it. Okay? We found out that you, according to Ephesians, that you are to not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. In other words, if you don't know the will of God, you're unwise. Okay, so that's the second part. Now, then we talked about the fact a lot of people don't want to know the will of God or they won't press into it, and that you need a motivation to change. And so one of the motivations you should know, both to know the will of God and to actually change and do the will of God, is the fact that God's only plans for you are peace, good, and welfare. They are not for defeat. You know, I've got a friend of mine, Clyde Oliver, he likes to say, God has great plans for you and none of them include defeat. Well, that's from the Word, okay? That's exactly, it says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. See, that's another reason right there, that's 2 Corinthians 2:14. That's another reason right there you should make up your mind that you want to do the will of God, because when you follow him, none of the plans that he has for you include defeat. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph, okay? So my question is, and we talked about how you're not going to know the will of God without making sure that you're seeking him with your whole heart. Now, again, I've said a lot of things in order to really know and get convinced that you want to know the will of God for your life. You've got to get convinced of God's love. And so, listen, we've got a lot of messages on KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, to get you established in these things, not only from these podcasts, not only from these videos and the radio broadcasts, but also from other services and stuff that really delve deeper into the subject. And so, please make yourself available to that. Please get convinced of that, because you're not ever going to truly pursue God until you realize that he wants better for you than you want for yourself. But here's the thing. You could be sitting there saying, you know what? I do want the will of God for my life. Hey, I do want to seek him with my whole heart. I'm willing to get up early. I'm willing to stay up late. I'm willing to fast. I'm willing to do anything. I just need to know what God's will is for my life. But I don't know where to get started. Because if you stay up late, what are you going to do? If you get up early, what are you going to do? All right, I want to help you with that. Now, We got into this last time, but I want to slow it down a little bit to make sure that we go over it. And here in Colossians 1, verse 9, this is the Apostle Paul, and he's praying. He said, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you to ask," now this is what his prayer is, "that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, that you, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, that you be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience," or consistency. A lot of times patience does not mean just to endure hardship. It means to be consistent and long-suffering with joy. That actually shows you right there that patience and long-suffering are not the same thing, right? Because you have to have both patience and long-suffering. Patience means to be consistently constant. Okay, with joy. "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, and has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed Him into the kingdom of the Son of His love." Now again, I want you to get a hold of this. You not only can know the will of God, but you can be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Okay? Now get a hold of that. That not only can you know the will of God, but you can be filled with it and you can understand it. Okay? And that you can truly have a walk worthy of Him, fully pleasing to Him, and you can be fruitful in every good work. It means everything that you do when following His, it's going to be fruitful. In other words, you're not going to spend time just spinning your wheels. You're not going to be constantly thinking, "What am I doing with my life?" You're actually going to see fruit. Now again, what are you going to do if you get up in the morning? Now, this is not an exhaustive teaching on how to hear from God. We have one of those on curtowen.com. This is not me really teaching you how to, this is one way or a start to finding out God's will, because how are you going to do the rest of this unless you know what God's will is for your life, right? How are you going to make changes unless you know what you're supposed to change into? And what you should be changing into is God's will for your life. So this is more you becoming familiar with the specific will of God for your life. And in order to know the general will of God for your life, you just need to start reading your Bible and reading your Bible undistracted, right? Set aside time. But when you get up early in the morning, and please don't read 8 chapters a day. Just read, and then when something strikes your heart, sit down and think about it. What does that mean? But this you can pray over yourself. And I know I did this last time, but let's do it again. If this is what Paul prayed, we can pray it. And so, again, just take this prayer and make it personal. "Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, fill me with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I thank you, Father, that I have a walk worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you. I thank you, Father, that I am fruitful in every good work. I thank you, Father, that you are increasing my knowledge of you. I thank you, Father, that you are strengthening me with all might according to your glorious power for all consistency and long-suffering with joy." If you've had trouble being inconsistent, this prayer will help you. "I give thanks to you, Father, for you are the one that has qualified me to be a partaker of the inheritance in the saints of the light. I thank you, Father, that you have delivered me from the power of darkness and conveyed me into the kingdom of the Son of His love." This is the reason He wants you to receive Jesus. Michael, at the end of the day, is going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. Why does the Father want you to receive Jesus? Because it will deliver you from the power of darkness. "You will be conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of His love. In Jesus, the Son of His love, we have redemption through the blood of Jesus. Our sins are remitted." Pray this every morning. Pray it every night. Pray it before you read your Bible. Pray it before you listening to this broadcast or however it is, watching it on YouTube. Pray it. Pray this for yourself. Now, here, let me show you another one. Here's in Ephesians chapter 1, and we're in verse 15. "Therefore, I also, after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all saints, do not cease to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers." Now, this is what he prays. that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may know what is the hope of your calling, the hope of His calling, and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which you worked in Christ when you raised Him from the dead and seated Him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under His feet and given Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. See, that's a prayer you can pray. Just put you in it. Father, I thank You that You are the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. And Father, I ask You to give to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You, that the eyes of my understanding are being enlightened, that I know what is the hope of Your calling, that I know what are the riches of the glory of Your inheritance in the saints. Lord, that You would reveal to me the exceeding greatness of Your power towards me who believes, according to the working of Your mighty power, which You worked in Christ when You raised Him from the dead and seated Him at Your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this age and also that which is to come. Pray this for yourself. You know, you partners, we pray this for you every day, sometimes several times a day. Because, again, this is giving you revelation of God and His will. Now, it'll help you, honestly. Praying this will help you know what the Word says and understand it. But it'll also help you know the specific will of God for your life. This is what you can get up every morning and do, in addition to reading the Word. Don't just do this. Read the Word. Get established in it. But the first thing you need to do to operate in the will of God is to receive Jesus. And Michael's going to tell you how right now. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make Him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that You are alive and that You love me and that You gave Your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, You are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give You my old life while I accept Your life. I also make You my Lord. I commit to do what You say with the understanding that You will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather You lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said You would. Father, thank You for giving Your Son and making this provision for me so that now I can actually call You Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, "I have been saved," to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.